Sticking to his anti-India stand, Maldives President Mohamed Muizzu told the parliament today that the island nation will not allow any country to interfere with or undermine our sovereignty, unquote. Maldives president addressed his first session of parliament today, but the two main opposition parties, which is the MDP and Democrats, in fact, boycotted the president's speech. Only 24 members of parliament attended the speech, while 56 skipped it. Here's our story.
Maldivian President Mohamed Muizzu wading in stormy waters. His first presidential address to the People's Majlis, Maldives Parliament saw empty chairs staring back. At least 56 MPs, 13 MPs from the Democrats and 44 MPs from the MDP, boycotted his address to protest against what they termed as the undemocratic ways of the government. Muizzu told Parliament that Maldives will not renew the agreement with India to chart the country's inner and underwater charts. Mincing no words, he said he would not allow any country to interfere with or undermine the sovereignty of the island nation.
Mikamuge mashvarata miharostani kurevamu emme fahuge mashvarata kun ebbasaifawa gotuge matin dehi rajye ga gaem vetibi tin aviation platform tawge terein e platform ga tibi military farata dihe march deha savihu kurin gendana baaki de platform dihe me deha savihu kurin military farata gendana.
Muizzu highlighted the need to boost Maldives' military capabilities as well as ensuring round-the-clock surveillance of the nation's 900,000 square kilometer exclusive economic zone. He recalled his pledge to withdraw foreign troops from Maldives and recover the lost part of Maldives' seas, a vow that drove his victory against Ibrahim Mohamed Soleh, seen as a good friend of India. Muizzu has been facing flak for his India out stance. Last week, Maldives opposition parties threatened to impeach pro-China President Mohamed Muizzu. Clashes broke down in Maldives parliament between pro-government MPs and opposition lawmakers over differences over the approval of four members of the pro-China president's cabinet.
Despite the internal pressure, Muizzu is staying firm on his stance towards India. India and Maldives held the second core group meeting in New Delhi on the troops issue on Friday. India has so far maintained a distance from the developments in Malé, though it is keeping a close eye with the expected docking of a Chinese spy ship in the Maldives later this week.
We have Dr. R.K. Radhakrishnan, journalist and expert on Maldives affairs. Ahmed Adib is a former vice president of Maldives. And we also have Ambassador Rajiv Bhatia, former head of division in MEA, someone who handled Maldives for India. I'm going to begin with you, Dr. R.K. Radhakrishnan. Did President Muizzu not really anticipate the kind of backlash that he is facing? Or did he go really far with his anti-India stand?
Now, obviously, the fact is that he was basically the mayor of Malé who became the president because the election completely favored. I mean, this is a case of the stars actually favoring a person, Maria, if you can ever think of it that way. Now, he has been catapulted literally to the position of the president because the MDP under Ibu Soli did not really cater to what the people were of Maldives were looking for. In any case, Maldives has elected different parties from time to time ever since we have had multi-party elections in Maldives from 2006. Now, this is a fact in Maldives. The second part of the story that we have to understand is the fact that Moise is not really a person who takes anything lying down. So the latest story happens to be that he has forced the MDP, including Ibu Soli, to take a stance on the fact that the Indian Coast Guard has apprehended or has boarded a few Maldivian vessels inside Maldivian waters. They claim inside Maldivian waters. I am not very sure where exactly it is. But then this is south of Lakshadweep. We can never be sure. and the separation is very, very minimal. So now the problem happens to be that Moiso has literally put the ball in the opposition's court, asking them if they are with Maldives or if they are with India. Given all the problems that Moise is under, now we can also see that the opposition is under a similar kind of pressure, where the opposition is asked to take a stance, whether it is with Maldives. And as the the entire slogan with Maldives is that today is that it's Maldives first. Moise slogan is Maldives first. It's actually a bahana actually to say the Chinese first.
Okay, that's interesting assessment there. Ahmed Adib, I want to understand from you, first came a joint statement from all the opposition parties in which they said that island nations' foreign policy is extremely detrimental. And then this boycott of the president's speech. As Dr. Radhakrishnan was pointing out, here is the president who is under pressure from all of you. But you are also under pressure when this question is being asked. Are you with Maldives or are you with India?
Thank you for having me here. As you rightly said, today the speech was boycotted by all the opposition parties. And the main reason was extreme foreign policy, as well as the parliamentarians felt that they were not protected when there was a kind of a brawl in the parliament last week. And even parliamentarians found it very difficult to get in. So I think that was the main reason why opposition boycotted it. So by answering your question that is the opposition with India and the government with China, I would say that when the opposition was in government, I would say we had they had a more balanced foreign policy. It was not extremely one-sided, and that is what Maldives needs today. Maldives needs India as well as other countries as well. But mainly, I would say that Maldives needs India because given 25 years history, we never had any kind of budget support or any kind of outer ordinary support except for India. Hmm. And Maldives is in an extreme financial difficult situation where even the Chinese, the China trip, the Maldives president trip to China didn't secure that finance, I would say. So Maldives needs India and other countries, and okay, we have to have more balanced foreign policy.
So here is the president saying that he doesn't need India, and here is the opposition which is of the opinion that this, what is the way forward is diplomatic reconciliation. Then what is the mid path? What is the middle path, according to you? If the president has taken a maximalist position, what is the opposition going to do?
So I think we, as RK said, we have a very new president just into the presidency of 100, just marking 100 days, where he has inherited an India out policy, which was started by his predecessor, President Yamin. Now he has a fallout with him. But he is in the verge of taking over the party and also going for the elections. So what we see is that this is all politics playing, because I personally believe there's no basis where there's an India out policy, because the people of Maldives doesn't buy that. And if you see the all the kind of the protests they had of India out, there was never more than 50 to 100 people. So it's not coming from the people, but it's coming from a party. And also there are some extreme elements in the party that the current president is trying to appease, I would say. So
what
this is
all
that
it's
playing
over.
Yeah.
There are concerns on both the sides. What should India be doing? Just waiting and watching for the domestic politics to unfold in Maldives?
Thank you, Maria. I think what we are seeing today in Maldives is a very serious internal churn following the last presidential elections. And my assessment is that this will continue at least until the Majlis or parliamentary elections are over on 17 March. We have a situation where domestic politics is getting mixed up very deeply with foreign policy of Maldives. Now, we have to recognize, first of all, that we are dealing with a newly elected president who's operating in a highly fragmented polity. Even at the time of the presidential election, there was barely a difference of about 8% of votes by which he actually won. So that means the opponent who lost had just about 7 or 8% less than him. And this is now what we are seeing in the parliament today. And we will have to wait and watch what is the shape of the next parliament. Fundamentally, Maldives continues to have three very clear choices on foreign policy. It can, adopt a patently pro-China policy. It can adopt a friendly policy towards India. And it can also do some serious balancing and calibration between not merely these two countries, but other countries as well. The decision would rest with the country, not with us. As far as your question as to what India is doing, I think India is playing the cards very calmly and very intelligently. India operates from the assumption that it needs Maldives as much as Maldives needs India.
Yes.
And for India, the record of India in the past 25 years speaks for itself.
Yes. Yes. And
you saw, one last point, you saw how adroitly Indian negotiators worked out a deal on the central issue that was troubling President Muizu, namely the presence of military personnel. It has already been diffused.
Yes.
Now, if there are new issues, India will deal with them calmly and hope that prudence in Maldives would prevail about any kind of
extremism. So, if we were to look at the numbers purely, Dr. Radhakrishnan, MDP and Democrats boycotting the president's speech, 24 MPs only who attended the speech, and whilst 56 skipped, what does it mean for the president?
It obviously means that he can be impeached. But as Adib mentioned in one of the earlier NDTV shows, we can never be sure of numbers in Maldives. This is because the president can offer any carrot to any member of parliament or anybody else and make him a minister, make him a representative to a foreign government, whatever, and then, kind of calm down the situation. We need to also remember that there is also impeachment motion against the Speaker of the House and the Deputy Speaker of the House. So this is an extremely complex situation. I think what we need to do at this point of time is to calm down tempers. I agree with Adib, and of course to a lot of extent with Ambassador Rajiv, that what we at this point of time we need to make sure that Moise has something to show to the people of Maldives that he has done some work towards his, this thing of anti-India campaign and all of that before he goes to the election.
So, Adib, what 30 seconds to you. What exactly is the opposition planning to do next? Because if the president has taken a position which will be detrimental for its country.
So, opposition is trying for a impeachment that is in the process. But as RK said, and as well as Ambassador said, that at the moment, opposition is also thinking about it. This is a moment of high level of politics because the parliament election is there. And I say that India has been very calm, very strategic in dealing with President Moise. And I hope that things will be calm and both countries has election in next 2 months.
Yes.
And I would say after that, things will be different. I really hope things will be different.
All right.
But at the moment, opposition has the power to impeach as well.
It has the power to impeach. So let's see how the opposition uses that power. Ahmed Adib, Dr. R.K. Radhakrishnan and Ambassador Bhatia, thank you so much for joining us. That's all from me. I'll be seeing you tomorrow. Thanks for watching Left, Right and Center.